Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's your boy Will and Jovu, and welcome to my brand new podcast, The Reality Show, where I'm going to be dishing all the latest celebrity news and gossip on reality TV. Now, look, I'm going to be speaking about all of your favorite reality TV shows. I'm talking TOWIE, Made in Chelsea, Big Brother, because apparently it's coming back, and I cannot wait to see that. But look, throughout the whole of Series 1, we're going to be focusing on my love. My favorite show, and that is Love Island. It's back on our TV screens, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm loving the cast lineup this year. I'm loving how diverse it is, and I feel like there's just so many big personalities. But look, on this show, I'm gonna be joined, as I said, by a special guest co-host on every single episode. And today, I am joined by Love Island Babby, Chloe Burrows.
Thank you for having me.
How are you? You look amazing. I haven't seen you in 1 month and you look so tanned, you look so refreshed, obviously because you've just come back from Jamaica.
I have, and I've not been exercising every day.
Oh my gosh! Because we did, remember, we spent 3 months exercising absolutely every single day, and here we are, living our best lives again.
I'm a testament to your swimming journey.
Oh, I've learned how to swim. You witnessed this.
I did.
You witnessed me from not knowing how to swim at all to now knowing how to swim. And I've, oh my gosh, I've been doing it, Chloe.
Have you?
Have you not seen my Instagram stories?
I do see it, but I thought, you know, maybe they're just taking a bath.
No. She thinks I'm just posting a ball and not going in. No, I've been doing it.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I can still get quite tired quite quickly. I'll do two laps and I'm like,
swimming
bye.
Swimming is every muscle, you know. It's not,
man.
You don't have to do a lot, do you?
You don't.
You're doing it leisurely as well. Like,
yeah,
don't
it's good fun. It's good fun. And obviously I've been going with the jacuzzi, but whatever. No, I'll do 2 laps and okay. Then I'm like, bye, Paul. Then chill in the jacuzzi and relax. But how have you been, Chloe?
I've been really, really, really good. Like, this is probably the happiest I've been.
Yeah. In your life?
Yeah, it's up there. It's
up there. Yeah, because you just got back from a holiday with your bae.
With my bae.
You looked really, really happy. You both looked really, really happy. And I'm not going to lie, I was happy for you both.
We were. I feel like it was our first holiday. And it was just the first time where we could just switch off and know that we have like a long period of time together. Oh. It was just so, it was good because he's so funny. It was just like a very funny trip. So it was good.
So what did you get up to in Jamaica? Was it jerk chicken? Was it pasa pasa, twerking your bum? What was it? What was it?
Yeah, me doing loads of twerking. That's not. It was not. I can't twerk.
Yes,
can't
you can.
Twerk. I tried and Toby was like, what are you doing? We went on, this is me exposing myself. We went on a catamaran to go to Duns River Waterfall, which was amazing.
Yeah.
But on the way back, they had like a party and there was like a hen do and it was one punch. I had two. Toby had two as well. We were paralytic.
After 2 rum punches, Chloe, are you not embarrassed?
Have you had brown nephews before?
No. That drink, I don't even mess around with it, you know?
No.
It's strong.
Oh my gosh. And I had the first one, I thought, but am I seasick? And I had the second one, I was like, no, I am drunk. But the hen party were having a, you know, give it to the twerking leader.
Oh my gosh.
And I got involved and Toby was like, stop it.
Oh, Chloe.
Tell me to stop twerking, so I did.
I want to see you twerk one day, man. I know you've got it in you.
You got to pay me.
I I know you've got it in you, but look, I just love how you and Toby are going from strength to strength.
Yeah.
And it's mad because I feel like with your season on Love Island, not many people are still together. But
I think versus other seasons, we're three couples is a strong number. Oh, yeah.
Three's good enough. Three's better than... Yeah.
It works, the show.
It does work somewhat. No, but it's true. It does work. But look, you two are going from strength to strength. Actually, just always so happy seeing you guys
on the socials
and whatever. But there was a lot of stuff. People were doubting you lot. People were like, no, Chloe and Toby aren't together. No, they're not posted together. That must be annoying, like the pressure of like always having to post to prove that you're still in a relationship.
It is. It is annoying. And even I even saw something that was when I was in Jamaica and someone was like there was an article like Chloe makes the biggest statement yet her and Toby are broken up. I was like, excuse me, I'm in Jamaica.
I saw a tweet. No, I saw an article come up on my Twitter. And I thought, like, tweeting them saying, they are literally in Jamaica together. What the hell are you on about?
Yeah. It's, like, nothing can prepare you for it. And there was a period where everyone was on us. And it just, I felt like everything came to a head. We were so busy with work. And it just, like, and it was so much pressure. And I was like, I need to be posting, but I'm not home and I'm not here and he's working. It just, yeah. I was very overwhelmed.
How did you two adjust to that lifestyle? Because it's like, you know, obviously you found love in the villa, moved in with each other, and then it's now kind of like adjusting to the realities of number one, being a couple, number two, dealing with this newfound fame you've got. All of that stuff must have been flipping long.
It's like you can't prepare yourself, you know, we had a lot of advice from like the welfare team at Love Island's spectacular, like I still speak to them to this day, like they check in all the time, and like we had a lot of conversations, and like, you know, people can give you a heads up, people who've been on the show, like previous Islanders, but nothing will prepare you. So I feel like you go from A to B. It's not, we're not checking in each week with the, you know, people who are watching. You go from being a no one to like a lot of people knowing you. And everyone has an opinion
on
you.
You had a no one before. Stop that.
No one knew who I was. I was hiding.
No, you calling yourself a no one before.
I was. I could go out, you know, in Epping. Nope. God, I just baited out
my lip. Stop it, Chloe. You're not even drinking.
Get out of the day. But I could go out looking, you know, rubbish, and no one could even bat an eyelid. I could look good, no one bat an eyelid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's overwhelming. It's a lot, but, you know, I couldn't be more grateful. But sometimes I'm like,
yeah, but look, like in any relationship, there might have been some hard times that you guys have like come over, right?
Of course, no one's perfect. I mean, you know, God's sake, we argue and we bicker like no man's. We've had big arguments, but, you know, I feel like with me and Toby, because we've been through so much, and, you know, we live together and stuff, you're not going to just sack it off over an argument, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, 100%. But look, the anniversary's coming up soon.
Yes, it is!
It's nearly a year since you two...
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Can you believe you've known who I am for a year?
It's so crazy. And it's like, it's so crazy because Toby's journey in the beginning of Love Island was just, when he started on that show to when he finished with you...
Chaos.
Yeah. When he was first in there, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think he's going to settle with anyone. But then you two find each other and you're still together. I think a lot of people wouldn't have predicted that, you know?
No, I don't think they would.
No.
I don't think... And if you ask me, when you me off like the fire pit, you'd be laughing right in your face. No way. No way.
No way. No way.
I wish I never said that.
Of course, you've never said that since, you know. You've actually stopped.
I don't remember saying it.
Did you know? Okay, when you were in the villa, did you know that you kept saying, no way?
No. I know that when I'm, this is embarrassing, but I know that when I'm annoyed and stuff, I talk a bit road manish. There's a twinge, a slight accent.
Yeah.
But it's because, like, I think the only time I've ever been angry before is like my ex, and he was a bit of a road man. So when I'm angry, I'm like, yeah, shut your mouth.
No way.
My mum was very shocked. Mum was like, where have you learned that?
Oh my gosh. No. I'm screaming. Yeah. Not men teaching you bad habits. Happens, doesn't it? You're around the wrong guys.
I don't want to give him any clout.
Toby's not teaching you bad habits.
He's, he's an A-list.
He's a good boy. I like Toby a lot. He's actually an angel.
He is.
Very
an
good
angel.
Guy. Very good guy, Toby. Very, very good guy.
He is.
But look, new Love Island series. I've seen you making the TikToks about it. I see you on my FYP.
I love it.
I see you on the timeline. But look, I'm not going to, like I said at the beginning, it's a good series.
It's good.
I think it's different. I'm not going to lie.
It's
like,
a good cast.
Usually I complain. I'm like, no, it's boring. It's a great cast. I think it's more diverse this year. I think there's bigger personalities.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, how many days? Well, we're a couple of days in and I've laughed a lot already.
I have, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you think overall before we get into the couples?
I'm really into it, but I always get really invested in Love Island. But I think this year it's a bit different because I know that you know, what's going on in the first few days. And I know that...
You know what's going on for everyone's mind. So what is going on through their minds? Is everyone just trying to find their feet, see who they trust? Do you think they're nervous on camera?
It's scary. You don't know you're on camera. Like, I promise you, you forget about the camera in the first 10 minutes. Unless you're going on there because, you know, you've got other intentions. But if you're there for the experience, then you forget about the cameras and you're just... But you're in that whole thing with new people and you're... You're on Love Island's a huge show. It's a big deal. And you kind of, you want to fancy someone. But what if you don't fancy? There's so many pressures and stuff that go on in your head. Well, at least they went on in my head. I know I didn't sleep for like the first 3 days.
Wow.
I was so nervous. So nervous. So they'll be going through the same thing.
Wow. And was it weird waking up just knowing that, right, I'm on TV? I would think that's a dream, being on a reality show like that. Because you would just wake up and you're like, what the hell? I'm being filmed.
Do you know what? Yeah, but I look like shit in the morning. So I was like, ah, I'm on camera.
So did you wear the sunglasses? Because I've been told, and I made a video about this on TikTok. I've been told that apparently some of the islanders wear sunglasses in the morning because of the bright lights at the top.
No, it's because everyone thinks they look rubbish. You're not wearing them for the light. No, like the lights, no. Everyone wears them because, you know, I personally, I know that.
Yeah, but I mean, some people...
like hell.
But I mean, for some people, like waking up to lights like that, it might be quite a bit much, right? In the morning.
I mean, yeah, the lights are very bright, but it's not lights you've not seen before. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the first morning it was a shock, but then you know it's coming. I don't know. I personally, I know a lot of other people wore sunglasses because you look rubbish in the morning.
Wow.
And you're just not awake.
Yeah. And one thing I don't understand about the show yet is that, like, obviously we see, like, you know, the cooking of the breakfast in the morning.
Yes.
But where's the dinner?
The lunch.
Where's the lunch? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, where's who's cooking that? Or what's going on? Why do you... Like, I never saw a scene where you, Toby, everyone would just sat down.
Although there was the day where they did cook.
Oh, no. I'm excluding the dates, but I'm, you know, like...
Yeah, we didn't get that every day. You get catering and you eat it all in the... Well, on my year. I don't know. Our year was a bit different to everyone else's because of COVID. The bubble was so secure. So it might have been different because people coming in and out of the villa, we had none of that. We were in a bubble. But yeah, we had... we just had catering. We ate
good
it
food.
In the kitchen.
Tasty.
I remember we had roast dinner.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, 30 degree heat. Who wants roast dinner?
That's good.
Yeah, food was all right. I think it was like every day you had like chicken, fish, salad, chips. Or like there was loads of food actually.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't really remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the viewers... Should we see... Actually, I don't think I want to see you lot eating.
Nothing interesting happens.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, does anyone say anything? Does anyone argue?
Don't forget, like... When that's not, it's so intense, I can't tell you. So when you're having dinner and you kind of know you're not being filmed, no one is talking about anything interesting. We're singing, you know, because you never hear us singing.
What?
Yeah, it was so much singing whenever we ate. So much singing and everyone just talking about boring stuff. None of it was like, oh my God.
Because you know you're not being filmed.
I'm in love with him.
You don't have to give content.
It's not that you're aware of giving content. It's that it's a bit of like... it's just less intense.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I feel like you...
Is that quite a good moment for you lot?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. Like, it's so good. Not that like any other bit, but I just remember we would all just sing so much.
Wow.
Because no boy was pulling you for a chat or anything. You're just there. Like, I just remember I miss music so much. And me, Kaz, and Lib would always be singing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you feel like in those moments when like no one's really being filmed, do some people like change a bit or like calm down or maybe like if they're...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd imagine because some people might calm down or like change their characters or not be as hype because the cameras aren't rolling.
I mean, I know for sure, like I'd just be, I mean, I've got no table manners as well. So I was shoveling food down my neck and just like burping, like you don't want to do that. So I was, but I think it was everyone's chance to just recuperate. Change your mic. Crap on. Yeah.
And on the day off, which I heard people have, did you guys have that day off on yours?
I think ours again, because COVID is different. So I've heard in previous seasons, they kind of take them to get their nails done and stuff, but we couldn't leave the villa.
Oh, no.
But we were never aware of our days off. And there were some days that, like some things I've seen, like from the cuts that were on our days off. So I think that we didn't have, you know...
Oh, so even on your days off, you were still kind of technically being filmed?
You're filmed 24/7.
What?
But I know that in the evenings, I remember like we would have a chill evening and like we had McDonald's a couple times and we were like, oh, okay.
Wow, they said McDonald's in there. Did it taste the same? Like,
no,
in Spain?
Their McDonald's was amazing.
What?
Oh my gosh, yeah, so good. They did like this buffalo burger. It was like the size
of
everyone
head. Would just eat McDonald's?
Yeah, and also because we hadn't had it in so long, the amount we would order was disgraceful. Like, I would order, like normally I would get like a burger, chips and a drink. I got like two burgers, chicken nuggets, cheese fries, buffalo fries, two drinks, milkshake, apple pie. Like the order was disgraceful. And then because it happened like twice and by the third time, I feel like the producers knew we were going to order so much. They got this huge spreadsheet and we're writing it down because no one wanted to take the notes. I remember that.
Well, yeah. I mean, was it any Nando's or was it just McDonald's?
No, or pizza. We had pizza one night.
Is it?
Yeah, pizza was really nice in like pizza boxes. That was good. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, those evenings where you got like big takeaways and stuff. Yeah. And then you wouldn't know because on a normal evening, they'd be like, hey, you've got an hour to get ready.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't say, and then you'd realise you'd been sat out there a long time.
Yeah.
And then, because you're so entertained by like everyone having normal chats and stuff, you kind of got carried away. And then they'd be like, okay, get ready for bed. And we'd be like, oh, we're not taking anything this evening. So you'd go to bed, but it would be same-sex beds.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like, I've also heard that the islanders don't know what the time is.
No, we don't know.
That's really weird, Chloe.
We don't. It is weird, but you forget about it. You forget.
No, you can't forget about time.
I promise you, it's not that important.
Chloe, we're humans. No. But you can't forget about the time.
Well, why would you need, like, all you're doing is, you know, wake up. Was it wake up, crack on, repeat?
But doesn't that mess around with your mind? Doesn't that mess around with you thinking, like, what is that? What time is it? Like, is it 12 p.m.? Is it 3 p.m.? Is it dinner time? Like, what if you're eating dinner at, like, 4 p.m. like 4 p.m. or 11 p.m.
You promise you, you're not worried. That's the last thing you're worried about in there.
But then people say you have a bedtime. If you have a bedtime, how will you know when that bedtime is?
It changes each evening, I think, depending on what's going on. Like if there's a big evening of drama, they're not going to interrupt and be like, bedtime's 11 o'clock. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but if you're tired, like, you know, they can tell. They're like, okay, bedtime. It's not, you know, they're not keeping you awake until 4 days and you've not slept and it's not that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, fascinating stuff about Love Island. But yeah, look,
I'm going to get in trouble for all this.
There's so many, look, I feel like this year, as we said, the cast is so fun. So many great couples.
Yes.
India and Dakena.
I love India's vibe.
I love India.
Her.
Do you know what?
She's so cool.
She's fun.
Yeah.
She's got a big personality, I think.
Yeah, she does. And she's switched on straight away. Andrew, no, that's not what he's on.
Yeah.
You need that.
She
need
knows.
She's very like real, I think. Is that
she's
right?
Yeah, she's very, very real.
Yeah.
But India and Dakena, do you know what? I saw the chat that they had in one of the episodes this week.
Dakena's had no screen time, poor bloke.
No, but I don't think he likes India that much.
Like, is that the vibe you're getting? Maybe he's nervous though, like, I promise you.
So nerves could play a part in this.
I remember on the day after, oh my God, yeah. Like, I'm a girl, like, I'm not saying that all girls should be like this, but I have never stuck it on a boy. I've never even DM'd someone first. And then
why?
I'm just embarrassed.
But what if you saw, okay, obviously, you know, bar your relationship.
Yeah.
But what if before you saw someone like, this guy is sexy?
No, he can be sexy and I just will not.
No, but maybe you'd like a couple of pictures because that's what I think.
Yeah,
girls
maybe I like a couple. Yeah, I like three.
How many would you like?
Something. Two or three.
How far down would you scroll?
Not that far. Well, we used to be clapped.
Yeah. No, but I feel like to let someone know that you're on them, to scroll quite far down to let them know, right, I like you.
Really?
So, yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know what they like? What was I doing before Love Island? I promise you, I was like not about it. I was so rubbish with boys. I was in like a 5-year situationship and then whatever. So
a 5-year situationship, Chloe?
Yeah, that was cool. Regrets.
No. I mean, come on, after year one, you should have said to the guy, come on, what is this? What are we?
I was a simp. I was actually a simp. I was such a loser. I do, like, now I look back and I'm like, Chloe, you're like, what an idiot.
Wow.
You can't regret anything because it's led me to where I am. But Jesus,
exactly.
I wish I could go back and bash myself in the head.
So you're new and improved. He's looking at you now. Glow up, yeah, baby. Yeah. But look, Ekena in India.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't see a future in them, in my opinion.
I think she needs someone with, like, big dick energy. And I feel like
it. The way you said dick, it was like...
dick.
So you don't think he has big dick energy?
No, not to say he's got, you know, small willy, but I'm...
Do you think he does?
Like,
do you think he looks
not
like he does?
I don't know. No,
oh,
I don't know.
Just asking. I don't know if maybe you would have
had
some.
Think he does?
I don't know if maybe you had a radar or something like that. You know, like radar.
Yes, he does. No, I'm joking.
Ekena in India. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you mean though. In terms of confidence.
Like, but if I remember from his tape, he was like, he seemed really sweet. He was like, you know, there's 3 million people and someone has to like me. And I was like, oh, that's cute. But obviously we've not seen much of him as
day
three.
I think he's a very chilled, relaxed guy.
Yeah. But you can't do that in Love Island. I promise you now you'll be
finished.
It's not
that kind of show.
It's not.
I think India's into him though. I think she wants to make it work. I think she's trying to see.
I think she's open-minded, and that's one thing. You have to be open-minded. Like, any, you know, things. And, you know your list. So, you know, I want this, this, and this. Yeah, throw that in the bin. You can't have that on Love Island. It's not a matchmaking show.
Yeah.
That's what I think people get confused about. It's like, oh, I'm waiting for my match to come in. The producers are not, you know, looking for your, you know, girl that you've said you fancy. It's not matchmaker. It's be open-minded and see what happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember, like, obviously, Toby was 22 on the show, and I said to the producers from day dot, I was like, I'm 25. Like, you must put someone in there. Like, there must be older people. I will never fancy someone younger. And they're like, well, you'd never. I was like, I will never look at someone who's younger than me.
And look at what happened.
Look at what happened. And the producer said, we never thought we'd put you two together because he's younger than you. And
wow.
So put it's all your types, my type on paper, your checklist, whatever, put it in the bin.
Wow.
Yeah.
But do we think Akena and India will last? Do you feel like they'll eventually, like, make things work? Do you feel like they'll eventually get to know each other more?
I think they'll get to know each other more. I don't know if they'll be...
You don't think they're compatible?
Married, no. I don't think they're compatible. I want her to be with someone who's like...
Who knows what he wants. Yes. He's got more confidence, maybe.
Yeah.
No, hold on. I think he's confident. I just think that he's, at the moment, a bit... Is it timid? I can't quite explain the energy, but it's just not... Like you said, it's not big dick energy. I know what I want. It's not...
Yeah.
Why'd you stare at me when I said...
He's looking up for your big dick energy.
Cool, but you know who I'm really enjoying right now? Amber and Dami. And the reason why I'm enjoying them is because Dami is growing confidence at the moment.
He is.
The confidence he grew in one of the episodes this week, I was so proud of him because I think at the beginning, and I think you said this in one of your videos as well, he's very quiet.
He comes across as a very quiet, reserved guy. He looked annoyed, to be honest.
Exactly. He looks very, very reserved. But I mean, when I saw him proper, like, making an effort, and, you know, even the kiss, and I was like, wow, like, this is, you know, they're really, and I think Amber's really appreciating that. Amber's thinking, oh crap, he has got big dick energy. He has got confidence.
Yeah.
And I'm really here for those two now. And I feel like, not trying to be funny, but after the episode I saw where they kissed, I then said to myself, they could be a long-running couple.
Do you think?
Yeah. Because look, at the end of the day, Chloe, like, they were getting to know each other. It took a day, mate. It took a day and a half for him to unravel himself. And now he's comfortable. And after that kiss, that breaks the ice, doesn't it?
It does, but yeah, like, once you've kissed someone, I feel like it does break the walls down.
It breaks the walls down, and I think they'll get to know each other more.
I just felt like
why
when
are you
they
doubting
were talk-
it? You don't
I
seem
felt like
you...
when they were talking on that daybed thing, I just felt like they both hated each other and were forcing the conversation.
No, okay, but the only thing I noticed is that the kiss was really fast.
A lot of time.
It was really fast.
Yeah. Nervous though, nervous kiss that.
So when you had your first kiss on Love Island...
Who? There's a lot of snogging on that show.
Who was your first kiss before? I forgot.
Probably in a challenge.
It was with Hugo. Dead.
Nah, he saved me. He's a real one. He saved me.
Dead. So. But whoever it was with, did you not think in your head, oh my gosh, like, my family are watching me kiss?
Oh, do you know who I snogged first? Jake in the challenge.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oops.
Oh my gosh, not you snaking lib.
She was like, oh, and she's knocked him up to me, and she was like, that's how it's done, Chloe. And I was like, you can't call me girl. That's not me.
Wow.
Yeah. I did think, but do you know what? Who cares?
It is what it is.
Love Island, what do you think I'm going to do?
Exactly.
Like, no,
it's a TV show, baby.
Let's just snog, yeah.
And just do it. So what are we thinking about the future of Amber?
And Dami.
And Dami.
I'm on the fence. I'm not convinced.
I'm convinced.
I think they know what show they're on and they're like, no, I do really like him. But then when someone who like...
No, I could see it in Amber's eyes that she's like, you know what? I'm going to give him time because now I've seen another side to him. So who knows?
Yeah, maybe
that
kiss has rocked her, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Gemma and Davide. How are we pronouncing his name? Is it Davide?
Davide.
Yeah. Davide. Gemma and Davide.
What's he doing?
In my opinion... I think that Gemma, number one, is too young to be on the show. She's 19.
Yeah.
She's just too young to be there. And when I say too young, obviously, you know, she's obviously over the age of 18. But, you know, she hasn't experienced life to know what love is. She hasn't experienced life to know what a proper relationship is. You know, Davide is what? Is he 27 years
old?
When
he was 18, up in the club, she was 10.
Stop.
In primary school.
No. Stop.
Primary school. I just...
Sis was in primary school when he was up in the club in Liquid and Envy in Oceania. Next candidate, please. No.
I just feel like if I was in there and I like snog, if I was big, so what? If I was So I'm 25, so 8 years younger, 17. Nice, if I was 27 and I snogged a 19-year-old, I would be fuming. I would be so gross. I would be so gross.
I mean, look, there's that about the age, but I don't know. I just feel like Gemma seems like she could become a grower in terms of people liking her personality. But I also feel like at the moment, she's not coming across that well.
She's not set the best first impression.
No, I just feel like at the moment, it seems like she believes that the paths in front of her are paved with gold and, you know, everything must be perfect. I don't know. It seems like she was a spoiled little girl when she was younger.
It's either she's really spoiled and whatever, or she's grown up and because of, you know, she's obviously my clone's daughter. She's grown up in Cheshire. Maybe she's just been around us. Maybe she's not had all this. I mean, she's only 19. Mm. She's not had all this experience with loads of different people. Maybe she's gone to a small primary school, small secondary school. She keeps saying how important family is. So maybe she just hasn't got the experience of being around loads of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she's closed off. And also, maybe she's not trusting because of her dad. I know what people were saying about me when I bloody first went on there, and I know that I changed. And obviously, the reason why...
What were people saying about you when you first went on there?
Homewrecker, bad vibes, stuck up, multi-accented, whatever.
I actually thought that when you first got in there, I thought you came across quite well. It's like a big personality, which, you know, but people were saying
that. I already knew. And, you know, like, I remember I had my press thing and they were asking questions. And I was like, oh, I've not gone down very well.
Oh, my gosh. But look, I think at the moment she's definitely not. Like, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It's just my opinion. But she's with Davide. Now, Davide is a very interesting one because...
Davide off.
The way... Literally, Davide off. No, Chloe, spud me. Spud me.
So
what?
That was Davide so good.
Off.
Davide off, mate.
But look, Davide, the way he's been edited in this show, do you know what I mean? It's like he's some god. He's an Italian god. And all the boys keep saying, you know, I know he's an Italian god. Come on, guys. Where's your big dick energy? Where's your confidence? Like, why are you so confident that Davide is going to steal your girlfriend? Because he's Italian. Like, have some vim. And I just, I don't like the fact that some, in fact, most
but
of the guys
feel
in there.
Like, Dami did not care about him.
Certain guys weren't fazed, which I really respect. But, but certain guys in there were like, I have to be careful, you know, because the Italian stallion, whatever. Like, and do you know what's so crazy? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm sure David is a lovely person, but I don't feel like I know much about his personality. Like,
no.
All we know is that he's this buff Italian guy.
All we know is that he's Italian. Everyone else had a job title. He didn't even have that. David, I'm Italian.
What does he do? What does he do?
Accountant, banker.
You're right.
Model. Who knows? He's just Italian. That's
no,
all
exactly. Exactly. And it's like, I don't know. I think the boys are all quite scared. I am so sad to just see Liam the way he is. Oh. I feel so sorry for him. I feel like Liam... wants to find, he just got puppy eyes, hasn't he? Wants to find love.
He does.
And you know, and he even told Gemma, didn't he? He told Gemma that, you know, I want to get to know you more and all that stuff. And I just feel like, bruv, like, don't
move
say
on.
This to her. She doesn't deserve
I
this
think
type
move
of attention.
On. Move on from Gemma, Liam. Move on from Gemma. Because, you know, it's like a magpie, isn't it? You don't want a magpie. Someone sees something brand new and shiny and runs off. You know, they're not coming back. So I felt sorry for Liam.
I felt
and
so sorry for him.
And he's got some big boots to fill. Liam from Wales won last year.
Yeah.
Liam from Wales, come on, it carries weight.
Climb the ladder.
Bring it back.
Bring it back to the Liams. But I think he's a very handsome guy. I think we'll find someone. I look at him, I'm like, what the hell? Like, what are these girls playing at?
Yeah. I mean, like, no one's ugly on Love Island, are they?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
he's a very, very handsome guy.
So, yeah.
But there was drama this week, wasn't there? Obviously, the next couple I'm going to talk about is Tasha and Andrew.
Andrew, what are you on?
I feel sick.
Slimy behaviour. That's beta male behaviour.
First of all, can we praise Tasha for being so honest about her condition, that she was born deaf? And just being herself and really
and
speaking
to
people. Because she didn't have to mention it, did she?
She could have just cracked
on. And it's just like, big up to her.
Yeah,
we're supporting you, baby girl. We're rooting you, but you're coupled up with a fool.
Her attitude to the whole show, though, has been A1. Like, go for it. Mm. But yeah, Andrew.
So let's for those of you who don't know what happened, you might already know what happened. If you like reality TV, I'd like to hope you've been watching the show. Remind me, because I forget, because it's so complicated. So Tasha and Andrew were in bed together. Okay. And Andrew said to Tasha, Lucas said that you aren't even in his top three.
Was that a lie?
It was a complete lie. I watched it back. That was not said. No one said that on this show. There were only 2 to 3 episodes at that point. And I said, why would you lie? Why would you lie just to get girls? Like, why would you do that?
To not rate yourself so much that you have to now throw other boys.
But you know what? Like, does that just not show how competitive Love Island is and like how the some of the boys... Yeah. But I didn't... You know, it's so crazy. So early on, like, some of the boys are getting so slimy and, like, trying to, like, stab each other in the back to get the girl and whatever.
But you know how off-putting that is? I remember, like, when in our series, some Casa and Moore boys came in and they were putting, you know, weren't saying the best things about the boys from the villa, and we were all like, come in and back yourself. Yeah, that is off-putting. As a girl, like, hearing another boy slander another boy isn't like, it's oh my god, yeah, you're so right, you're amazing. You don't do that.
And I'm sure that now, obviously, like, now Tasha knows the truth. She must be like,
which she said, just slow it down, aka go away.
I don't think he'll last long on the show because of that. Like, he literally,
if it's good TV,
it is good TV, but he messed himself up. I don't think he'll stay.
Yeah, I mean, the public are now. The public won't like that.
I don't think
he'll
stay. Paige and Luca.
I love you, Paige.
Paige,
I love you, Paige.
So stunning. Chloe,
I love her.
She's stunning.
She's fit, but she's so good vibes.
She's
love
such
her.
Such good vibes.
She's a little ray of sunshine.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Luca did scare me at the beginning with his, you know, sex talk.
No, but I can see that he's a very sexual person. You can tell that he's very sexually active. You can tell that he just loves women. Do you know what I mean?
He does objectify them a bit.
No, he what?
He does objectify them a bit.
Why? Explain.
He just, like, you know, the way he speaks about Paige isn't, oh my god, yeah, she's making me laugh. It's like, oh, that bikini, she looks great, you know, oh, that, don't wear that little dress. It's like, why don't you, you know, there are other things you
to
can say
about women.
But we're probably not seeing it. Not seeing it. But I don't know. But Luca's really growing on me. I feel like he's the only boy with a big personality.
He's, and the way he stuck it on Andrew, I was like, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Talk the things. Do you know what I mean? Say what you think.
Yeah, stick it on him. Make
literally.
Him feel a bit silly. Yeah.
But he did say in the, not the diary room, the beach hut. He did say in the beach hut, what did he say in the beach hut? He said in the beach hut, that he's been looking at all the girls and he said he's been getting whiplash. From looking at all the women.
And do you know what? Day three, why not? They're all fit.
Do you know what's so weird about being a viewer?
Yeah.
You say it's day three and you reminded me that you're right, it's actually day three. But I'm like, hold on, but no, you're coupled up with someone. So I think as viewers, we're like, you can't say that. But
and
I guess
also, we're forgetting that they didn't choose their couples this year. We chose them. So if they don't rate it, we can't be like, no, you have to fancy Paige. Like,
true.
Yeah.
And obviously then there's just Liam, who's obviously, you know, going on a date as we record this.
Going on double dates.
Yeah, as we record this, he's going on a double date with the two new bombshells. But, you know, I just hope he finds love. I'm not going to lie to you. I think this has put him in good stead to be a possible winner.
And it's a confidence boost.
Yeah.
Confidence
no, but honestly,
boost.
When you think about possible winners, I think this put him in good stead. Because now the public are like, oh, Liam. I think Liam can go far. I think the public can go. I think the public are already in love with him. I just think that he's
like
so him. He's a genuine heart. He's a genuine soul.
Very sweet.
And, you know, I'm wishing the best for him.
For people who wear their heart on their sleeve, like, really tick. Like, I love watching them on TV. Because they're sweet and you root for them. Like, you don't want someone who's like, yeah, I don't care, playing the game. Like, you want someone who's really bearing their heart on the show.
He does wear his heart on his
sleeve. It's relatable, isn't it? Like,
exactly.
I got mugged off.
Exactly. And look, who do you think out of the cast right now is playing the game? Like, this person could be
Davide.
Like...
Davide even said snogger and go on the next one to someone. I'm saying,
like,
wild
But
man.
You know what's so interesting about him? Because everyone's so, like, fascinated about his accent and him being Italian, people wouldn't even think that.
Yeah.
Like, that would be at the back of your mind because you wouldn't think that. You just think, oh, Davide, the Italian god. Oh, my gosh, Davide. He looks so beautiful. He's amazing.
Yeah.
But you're not thinking,
he
could he be playing the game?
I was like, oh, my gosh. He was like, just snogger and go to the next one. And I was like, oh,
sir. But I don't think he'll leave anytime soon. He's given entertainment for this show.
I don't know if it's him that's done. He's not done anything.
No, but have you seen
Gemma.
The memes on TikTok?
No. What are they?
People are just like...
What are they?
People are just like mimicking like the things he says, his accent sometimes, which isn't great. But...
Oh, wait. I got dogs!
Like, I got a tag.
I got dogs!
I think he's bringing entertainment value. So you think Davide...
I feel like we're,
but you're
so,
right, 'cause it's
we're
so, like,
obsessed
disguised.
With him being good looking and this
but we're
accent,
forgetting
but
that
then,
he could be playing the
and
game.
And also, has he got a personality? Does he? We don't know yet.
What's his job title?
what's
his
job
title?
Yeah, what's his
personality?
Color?
What's his favourite colour? What he's like doing in his spare time? We don't know because we're all disguised by this whole
and
Italian
thing. And we're just
thing.
Looking at him being, you know, got a great bod and Italian.
He is stunning. He is stunning, though.
Yeah, he's got a good body.
He is stunning. But look, if you were in the villa, let's just put your relationship with Toby for a side. Look, they're very, very happy. Yeah. Chloe and Toby, I've seen it firsthand. They're so fucking in love with each other. Now, yeah, in case the papers want to say anything, you know, if you were in the villa this year and you were single, who would you first flock to or couple up with?
Genuinely, like, none of them would catch my eye. Then really? None of them are really my type, I think. But, you know, when I went in and I was on, I don't know if I've ever said this, but I really didn't fancy anyone. I liked the look of Toby, but he said he was 22. And I remember going to the producers like, oh, my God, I don't fancy anyone.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know. But I think I would probably pick who was, like, the loudest one. Mm. I would always go for the loudest one. So it'd probably be Luca. He was the only one giving the chat. But I think
Luca's the most confident.
Yeah, that would
one.
Be like who I would go for. But then I think I would like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
If I had to, maybe him. But I don't know who's the funniest. We don't know who the funniest is.
Yeah.
But they will know. The Islanders will know who's the funniest by now.
Yeah, they'll know that.
Yeah.
Now, Chloe, the last time I interviewed you was on Capital Extra. And we played a game called Is It an Ick? But because you have the iconic saying, no way.
Yeah.
We're not going to call it Is It an Ick? We're going to call it Way. Or no way.
Oh, God. I regret saying that.
But look, is it an ick? Way or no way? If you're talking to a... Sorry, I like the way I said it. Way or no way?
No way.
No way.
No way.
No way.
I'm embarrassed.
Cool. So you've gone on a date with a guy for the first time.
Mm.
And 2 days later, you just so happen to see him running for the bus and he misses the bus.
Does he not drive?
Well, you've seen what you've seen.
No way. No way. I rebuke that behavior. Get the next bus. Get an Uber.
So wait. So you don't want him to run for the bus?
No way. Do you? Would you? What would
no,
you think?
No. It's off brand. It's off brand.
It's off brand.
We're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're not doing this. So wow, we're not doing this at all. Cool.
But I've definitely run for a bus though, but I don't care.
When was the last thing you ran for a bus?
Must be.
When was the last time you were on a bus?
In uni.
So have you like, since you've left the villa, have you like got public transport? Like, even
yeah,
like
I got
once?
The tube this morning.
Oh, cool. And like, do people bother you, stop you?
I wear sunglasses.
You have sunglasses on at
I
least.
I wear sunglasses and a hat. And I have my AirPods in and I watch things, so I don't know. But yeah, if people see me, they do. I think people are quite respectful in London. Like they don't, don't grab you or anything. Mm. Yeah.
All right, cool. The next possible ick, wait.
Oh, no way.
She said it for me, boy. She said it for me. A guy having an Android phone.
What's an Android phone?
Like an Android. Like a
phone case. That's an ick.
You are an ick because an Android is not a phone case, Chloe.
What is it?
Like a Samsung, like an Android phone.
Oh, of course it is, isn't it? It is. It is. Oh my gosh.
You are an ick. No way.
Why did I not?
Because you know when people, do you know what? I think in general, when people don't have iPhones, and they bring out their camera and I'm seeing all these little squares and whatever. I'm like, guys, it's 2022. We can't be doing this in 2022.
I don't know if it's an ick owning the phone, but it's like putting an Instagram story up.
Yeah, like, and then it's bare like fuzzy and everything. Knows. And it's like, why are you doing that? Why are we doing
that? It's not the act of having the phone. It's the usage of the cameras.
Yeah,
no
and
way.
Then you're seeing, all right, your phone's a bit blurry. Like, do you want to sort that out?
Yeah, it's upgrade.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
It's upgrade.
What
cool.
do you think?
No, it's iPhone only. I can't. You can't. Come on, you can't be dating people who don't have an iPhone. What the hell is going on?
Why if he's your dream man and he just whips out a little Google Pixel phone?
No. What is it? Why would you do that? Like, what type of personality do you have to not get an iPhone?
On a budget, maybe. I don't know if they're cheaper. They might be.
Yeah, and that's why it's a no way.
Oh, God. Poor bloke.
Yeah. Cool. His boys airing him in the group chat. You lot, something's just happened. Read and receive, doesn't get a response.
Oh, bless. I actually don't mind that because I probably hate his boys anyways.
Why would you hate his boys?
I just feel like boys and their friends are just...
No, but that's an ick because that then shows that
he's not rated. But I rate him. I don't actually think that's an ick. I don't think it's an ick. I've not seen that happen. I might change my mind, but the thought of it initially, I just feel a bit sorry for him. But does that make me fancy him? No. Maybe I don't fancy him.
Yeah.
No, what do you think, ick?
It's a flipping big ick.
Oh, big ick.
It's a big ick. Why are your people not respecting you? So why should I respect you? Why can't you? Know what I mean? Why are you, they don't rate you?
Oh dear.
It's a very,
but
very big ick.
What if they're all bad minds? And you don't want their...
Well, why is he friends with people who don't like him?
Good ick. Point. God,
next
point.
Candidate, please. Right. You've had this one before. Mm. A guy who sits cross-legged.
No, that's an ick. No way. That's
no. But you know what? Yeah.
Let me
sit cross-legged. You might not be able to see it, but it might be quite like a posh.
I thought you meant cross-legged like this. No, that's embarrassing. No, like that.
So you think a man would sit like that with their legs just up like that?
That's what I thought. I was like, obviously, it's an ick. That's strange.
Because that might be like a grand gentleman.
That's,
you know,
a grown gesture. That.
Okay. What about this? What about just one leg over the other?
No, it's absolutely ill. And that's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, my balls just hurt. Like, oh gosh, why did I just do that? Oh my gosh. That's
no way. Do not cross your legs.
No way.
No way.
But look, Chloe Burrows. Before I let you go, who could win? Now, if it's anyone from the cast, now we can pick one person.
Yeah.
Who could get to the finals? Who could win?
I want Paige in there, and I want India in there, and I want... No, that's it. The only two that
your
I want.
Nails.
They're nice, aren't they?
Put them to the camera, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
darling. Fabulous.
Thank you so much.
But Chloe Burrows, thank you so much for joining me on the reality podcast of Will and Jovo.
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Don't forget, I'm doing a giveaway in episode 2. I've been promoting this on the Instagram page. I'm going to be giving away a personalised Love Island bottle with your name on it and a £50 shopping voucher from any store of your choice. I'm going to be joined by another special guest next week. That person will most probably be from Love Island. But yeah, you're going to have to wait and see. Thank you so much. I will see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.